You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
An exciting game. Philadelphia has a parade. Nick Foles, already the quarterback, who was so good, went to Disneyland yesterday. There was a big parade for him. So I thought this poor guy had to get off the field, get his wife and family, and fly down to Florida yesterday morning, I guess, and then fly back today to Philly. I guess the parade's coming up. I don't know. But the fans down there are complete. They're just kids, I guess, but they're insane. Tearing stuff up and eating horse feces off the street. Now, that's a good time. And you know you're drunk when you're eating horse crap. Calm down. It was a football game. So that's over with. Tomorrow is National Signing Day in college football. Tigers, by all accounts, have some good young men lined up. Mike Norvell doing an incredible job over there, and everybody is pleased with that program. Not so much with Tiger basketball. You have to wonder what's going to happen in the offseason. They have 8 games left, and there are questions, I believe, that swirl around the future of this. Most people in the know think that this will be the very same thing next year if Tubby Smith is allowed to stay. And the buyout would be pretty costly, but this is going nowhere fast and nowhere good. This guy is, what, in his mid-60s? He certainly has made a great deal of money coaching at Kentucky and elsewhere. And this is what he does. But he doesn't want to recruit. He doesn't seem to have the fire. And he doesn't seem to hire the right people that understand the hotbed of young talent that live right here. All these guys that are experts on this stuff discuss it ad nauseum, but there's something wrong. 8 games left tonight. They play a pretty good team. Wichita State is in town. They're ranked number 22 in the country. And this Tiger team almost lost to over the weekend to East Carolina, who is one of the worst teams in the country. So there's talk and commentary. Can they buy the guy out, or will he just resign, or what? Because there's nothing going on. So that one, we'll see. He's a nice man, I'm sure, but I don't think that he has the fire in his belly as he once did to do this. But that's just an outsider looking in. The Lions have hired a new coach, Matt Patricia, is that his name? I don't know. He has been a Patriot coach for the past 14 years. He has run their defense, so likely a good hire for the Lions. New Colts coach likely will be Josh McDaniels. He was going to be there, but he is also a Patriot guy. He runs the offense there, and he will likely go take the job in Indy. But he was supposed to be the guy who would replace Bill Belichick when he retired. There is some controversy about Belichick, and I can't call the guy's name right now, but one of their defensive guys was benched for the Super Bowl, and people want to know how come, and he's not saying, and it's turned into this conspiracy discussion. I don't know why, but the guy did not play at all, and there's no reason being given. And nosy people in the media want to know why. So they may or may not ever know. The rest of it, not particularly compelling. Basketball last night, Detroit won again their 4th game in a row in the column of wins since they were joined by Blake Griffin, or he joined them. So they're playing well. The Wizards won last night. Orlando beat Miami. Utah, Denver, Sacramento, and the Clippers all played last night. NHL Toronto, Nashville, Dallas, and Edmonton. I haven't checked the Grizz schedule. I guess they'll be playing again pretty soon. But that one has seemed the fun there is kind of subsided because they're not really playing to win. I don't know how they want to get a good draft spot next year. Are they playing to lose on purpose? Is it a conscious thing? It's hard to imagine athletes at that level, getting paid that kind of money, that they are tanking on purpose. it's hard to understand that theory. But who knows? It's beyond my pay grade, as they say.
They're in Atlanta tonight.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, but Atlanta sucks worse than they do, so maybe they'll win tonight. Okay, good. Well, so that's pretty much it. They're next week, pitchers and catchers report to spring training. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then the other members of the squads will show up a week from this weekend, I guess, and then we'll begin to see exhibition games on TV eventually and baseball news and a great sign of spring. That's always the big one. Horse racing will be back in the news pretty quick. The young crop of the three-year-olds, I haven't really done much research on that, but it's always fun to watch these young, you know, these you know, gorgeous, gorgeous creatures come out and see how they do in the early races, who qualifies for the Derby in Louisville and goes on from there. A fun time in the spring for baseball, horse racing, March Madness. Let's see if this is the sixth part of February or the sixth day. Then the conference games ought to be over by the end of this month. Then tournament time will be here. March Madness is not that far off. So college hoops, NBA playoffs go on way too long into May. And so we have all these things to watch for a while longer. The email address to communicate with this deal is mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Well, thin today for a Tuesday, but some folks have written in. Buddy says the Tigers, they did lose to East Carolina in overtime.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. There we go. We're set with that.
Thanks.
And Brad says, talking to a friend about someone with whom we worked 20 years ago, open Facebook minutes later, and that coworker from 20 years ago is in People You Might Know for the first time. Zuckerberg is watching you. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean no one is actually watching on you and doing things.
Oh, they're all watching.
Yes.
They're all watching.
Clay says, thanks for the
NXS. Wait a minute. So this guy said that the Tigers got beaten by that team?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well,
overtime.
Well, I misread that. Oh, well, that's even worse. They got beat by one of the worst teams in the country then. That's why all the meltdowns were occurring on the radio yesterday. They won that game, I thought. No, they lost it. Ooh, that's different. Never mind.
Yeah, it's like the opposite.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, Clay loves the NXS. Those big thumbs up for that. He enjoyed it.
Good.
Mark says, my wife and I have some disability, and the Kroger Click list has been a lifesaver for us.
Oh, good, good, good.
If they don't have the exact item that I ordered, then they give me the larger size or a name brand for the same price, and the produce has been excellent.
Well, good for you. And yes, that probably is a great help to those that can't get up and around. And so, that didn't really cross my mind, but it should have. That probably makes things easier on you. So, I've not talked to anybody much who has used it at all. But some do, some don't. But I guess you can change your ways and your habits if it makes your life easier and it's more convenient. Why not?
This one from Demise says, just in case you missed it, Sunday the 4th was Rosa Parks' birthday. The lady who wouldn't sit in the back of the bus got the Montgomery bus boycott rolling in the 60s.
That's right.
Maybe a song tribute, Sister Rosa by the Neville Brothers would sound great. Huh. Thanks for all the good mornings.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
And Daniel says, Justin Timberlake's the name of his new album is in reference to the meaning of his son's name.
Ah.
I heard that in the pregame show, so you might have to look it up.
A Man of the Woods? Is that what it is?
That's the title name. What's his kid's name?
Let me see. From? Of? A? I have no idea. I don't. Yeah, I keep seeing really, really bad reviews for his show, and it's unfortunate, but I think it's probably accurate. There wasn't much musical power there. It was a lot of dancing, and it was all nicely choreographed and lights and all that stuff. But it was pretty bland, I think, otherwise. Even though we all like him, he's a great dude, but didn't bring a lot to the party musically. It all sounds alike. The Little Prince interlude was very nice, but we always wish him well. And this music, it's just the same stuff. And I have no idea. I didn't know one word he was saying. I had no clue what the lyrics are, which may be not the point. If he can dance to it, then it's okay. And that may be the entire point. By the way, the Super Bowl's ratings, I wanted to see this, were down 3% from last year. Sunday's game was the lowest one since 2009. So that would be 9 years. That's not really good, but not surprising considering the NFL ratings in general this past season and the sentiment about the league for various reasons, all the racial nonsense, all that stuff and the flag and whoever was pissed off and whatever it was. Plus, the teams aren't that good, and there were many reasons that folks didn't watch it as they used to. But it was down, but they still had 103 million viewers. Now, internationally, I don't know how that adds up, but this ball game is on in 253 countries. I tell you what is good news, and I'm not surprised at all. And somebody in Las Vegas this time next year will figure out how you can bet on the Puppy Bowl. The Puppy Bowl 14 was up 32% over last year. So people watch those little puppies. They had a pregame show. They had a postgame show. It was extremely silly and cute. The Kitten Bowl was also the same. Total viewers to the Puppy Bowl, 3 million.
Nice.
So the Super Bowl only had 100 million more viewers than that. So it's neck and neck. And these puppies are cuter than some of these guys playing football. So we better watch out. The Puppy Bowl might be a big deal as time goes by.
It really is. I've read the highest rated show that Animal Planet produces. So well, they put a lot into that.
They do. And they showed the behind the scenes of this thing on CBS Sunday Morning. This is not just thrown together. This takes some work because they're puppies. And they stop and they poop and then they keep going and they poop some more and somebody pees on somebody. And so they edit out all of that. That should stay in. Just keep all that peeing and pooping in there. I mean, that's just part of the fun. But the puppies, then they had grown dogs that were all, they had had been found from Houston to Puerto Rico, and they were all adopted. So that is a very nice touch as well. So Kitten Bowl, Puppy Bowl, Big Dog Bowl, Super Bowl, I don't know. It'll be back before you know it. So
and
don't be sad.
Just so we don't leave the question hanging in the air, Sid did the research and sent me an email from 4 feet away saying Justin Timberlake's son is named Silas Randall.
So what does a man of the woods have to do?
Maybe that's what it means in some other or ancient language.
Isn't that what it's called? A man of the woods, man of the outdoors, man of the something? I don't know. Yeah. He was wearing camo, and I thought he was maybe referring to, I have no idea what it means. But go JT. He's added a second show in Memphis, by the way. I saw that today, this morning in the paper. Let me turn over here.
And then I saw this because I scrolled down. According to babynames.com, the name Silas does indeed mean man of the forest or man of the woods.
Okay, well, right. Cool.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty cool. Let's see. He's playing a show at the Forum on May 30th, and we'll do a second show in January of 2019. Well, that's weird. Not two back-to-back, but one in May and one in January. Tickets for the 2019 show go on sale February 12, blah, blah, blah. So you can find that out if you would like to go see Mr. Timberlake. I believe that the youngsters dig his music and they can go watch him dance and carry on and have a great time. So, yippee. That'll be fun. Coming up, our buddy Kyle Vesey, who is a spokesperson for the mayor's office. He is in their communications department and speaks to the media about whatever's going on, whatever that may be. It changes from day to day, week to week. But today there are some actual questions. The city council meets, and we'll find out what they're up to. And then from the commercial appeal, David Waters will be here too. He's written several interesting things the past week, which we will discuss with him at that time. If you are trying to get your house sold, some are, and they want to get it done efficiently, quickly, less hassle, not, you know, weeks going by as it sits there. The market is hot across the market, the country, and the value of your home is likely higher than it has been in past years. Josh Hysaw is the man that does this, extremely well with a plan. He has great experience, and his plan is effective, as evidenced by the houses he gets on the market and moved quickly, in many cases for more money than they were even asking. He's the guy to call. It's H-I-S-A-W, nice man, not pushy, laid-back approach to this, but organized and efficient. If the home is not sold in 45 days, he will make the payments for you, or just buy the house. It's your choice. So Josh is the dude that we always send you to, and he's getting some great response out there. So if you need someone to advise you on this, he's the guy to call. 461-8147. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com, 461-8147 for Josh Hysaw. We'll do a break and come back. Dumbasses of the day. Always entertaining. We'll have some of those for you after we do this break. We'll be right back.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Yes, that's correct. There are so many and so many and so many every day. Coming up, our friend Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office and David Waters from the Commercial Appeal. Your chance to win a Sherry's Berries gift card. $50 would come in handy, I'm guessing, to buy your Valentine some flowers and some Sherry's Berries. That's coming up when I play a Beatles song with the word love in it, and there are a lot of them. But first, let's go on to these lovely people that are walking around free. Well, I guess in some cases they're not. This is really unbelievable, just the assumptiveness of some people. I had a story last week that I skipped about a guy in Boston. This happens every year, who was so sure of a Patriots victory. He went to a tattoo place and had Super Bowl LII champions, the Patriots, on his back, all colored and pretty and all. Well, they lost. So he has that on his back now forever. And I think his comment was, well, they'll be there again next year, so I'll just add one more eye onto it, and that'll be fine. Good thinking there, bro. So, and I wouldn't count on that either, by the way. But anyway, this television station, this is in, it's outside Michigan. A Subaru dealership there had a TV spot, which paid, I'm guessing, a pretty good amount of money for this ad to run right after the game. The ad came on after the victory was sealed by the Eagles, and it was 30 seconds that just said, a big salute, congrats to the New England Patriots for winning the Super Bowl. Well, that's not correct. They lost the game. So there was some discussion about this after the fact as to why the TV station ran that. Here's why. The car dealership only had one commercial recorded, one version. That was the Patriots. They were so certain, which is not a very good decision, that the Patriots would win, they had only one ad cut. And that spot was to add regardless of the game's outcome. I'm not sure if they were just trying to be stupid or tempting fate or what, but they didn't look, they came off looking pretty dumb. And so don't assume anything, because you know what that does. Makes an ass of you and of me. Nice going, Subaru of Muskegon. Way to go.
This one comes from Texas, where a stripper was hired through the agency. It was done, a guy called using his personal cell phone to call the agency, hired a stripper to show up at a place at 11:30 one morning and paid for the whole performance using a credit card.
11:30 in the morning?
Yeah, that's when it's supposed to happen. So Jenny Lacoste Caputo, the stripper, showed up for her gig and realized it was the Round Rock Noel Graham Middle School in Texas. To her credit, she did not enter the premises of the school. She called the office to say what had happened, and it was obviously a prank. Turns out it was. It was a student that had done all of this using his parents' credit card. He is now facing disciplinary action.
That's kind of funny, though.
But if it had worked, he might have been the coolest kid in school for a day or so.
You know, times have changed, because I can recall some idiots at the high school I was at in Murray, Kentucky, before I had to resign from that school because it sucked. About once every 2 months, there was some kid that would go to the phone booth right there on the campus, if you will, and call in a bomb threat. And everybody had to be, you know, it was a gigantic deal. Fire trucks come. I guess they had two in the town. And the school is evacuated. It was a big time. But it happened over and over again, and they never caught on and never found out who was doing it. So anyway, let's see. This young lady named Kira Platt recently sent a tweet to her dad, Mitch, to let Mitch know that she was coming home from work early because she had, quote, lady issues. Well, Kira's dad replied, and she responded and put it up, I guess it was a retweet or something, that has now gone viral. Her dad's response to her little tweet that said she had some little problems with a lady, or her lady, he said, which lady bothered you enough to make you go home? I'll speak to that bitch. However, her dad knew what she meant. He was just being cute. And the exchange has now gone viral. Excuse me. So thanks, Dad, for being a funny guy. Fort Myers, Florida. We have to have one from Florida. CBS News down there claims, and I guess this probably, it's hard to shock people anymore, and this just seems like one more day at the office. Police called to a Burger King in Fort Myers. A dude named Robert Sulkowski was walking around Burger King naked. He was drunk. He went into the bathroom, took his clothes off, and began to take a bath in the sink. Okay. Then he forgot the clothes and walked around the restaurant naked for a while until the police got there. Employees asked him to please vacate. And so he tried to steal someone's bike and take off. Police later found him trying to put on his pants in the middle of the road. He was charged with exposing his naked self, fighting the police, and giving a false name at the time of his arrest. Nice going. This is, I don't know why people do stuff. They do it to get attention and get in the news, and then they accomplish that because here they are. This is in England. The Nottingham Post claims a place called the Rub Smokehouse is selling a giant heart-shaped chicken nugget for Valentine's Day. Why?
You just answered your own question, though, a minute ago when you say it's all for the pub, which they're getting.
Oh, my gosh. It's the size of 85 regular nuggets put together. It's as big as someone's head. Although, that isn't too big. They also are taking some reservations for Valentine's Day and says seats are going fast because chicken lovers want to try a 3.5-pound nugget. So they have more than one, and I guess they'll be making them up over the next couple of days to let everybody enjoy Valentine's Day. Ridiculous. And I guess we're going to have to all try these Tide Pods and see what happens because they're just so popular. Tide, I believe, really tried with their on-air campaign during the big game to quash all of that talk and the bad press that has resulted from kids eating Tide Pods. Never heard of this in my life, but those spots were pretty funny, and they were on a lot trying to reverse their fortunes and get the eating of the detergent out of the news. But this is still carrying on. This is from Evansville, Indiana. There is a bakery there called Sweet Betty's that sells Tide Pod cupcakes now. You're only encouraging people to do this again. Cupcakes are topped with some frosting. It's vanilla and a blue and orange candy gummy that resembles Tide's swooshes. They're $3 a piece. So I guess buying them is smarter than eating a piece of detergent.
Yeah.
But the kids, you know how they are. The kids will be kids. So, and here's one more you got to hear just because of the danger of these people, and I guess that some folks have kind of backed off. You know, coffee is bad enough, but these people that exist on, you know, Red Bull and these energy drinks and don't take into, I mean, this stuff can be dangerous. Britain's Nick Mitchell, this guy is, that's his name, Nick, is calling for these drinks like Monster and Red Bull to be banned after they caused him to suffer a brain hemorrhage and 3 mini strokes.
Yeesh.
That's not good. Doesn't say how old he is, but nonetheless, the problem here, and Nick is trying to be an advocate now for not having this stuff. This dude drank 25 of those drinks over the course of 6 hours.
Man.
And you wonder why you had a brain hemorrhage and 3 strokes? He still has some problems after the stroke. I bet he does. He has a hard time talking and saying words. It says here, perhaps the words he has a hard time saying are frivolous and lawsuit. Dude, you can't drink 25 of these things in 6 hours and not expect a part of your body to explode. It's just ridiculous.
One every 15 minutes. How often did he have to go pee?
I just don't know. You know, one of those things makes me a jittery mess. 25 in 6 hours. Mm. But if you go into any little store, there are so many of these things. And some of them are, you know, they are probably a lot better than the others. But these monster drinks and the power and the superstar and the rock star and whatever, you're just, you know, tripping on. And this stuff is, it's just not good for your heart or anything else. So caution, caution, caution. And, you know, just pouring this stuff down your throat, it ain't too smart. Kyle Veazey coming up. David Waters from The Appeal, a number of things he wrote this week. We will discuss that from the editorial page, which he is focusing on these days. And, of course, the never-ending fun that is Valentine's Day, 8 days away, and Sherry's Berries. You've heard of them, I'm sure. The website, berries.com. This year they have a combination, the Perfectly Paired Collection. What it is it's Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers together. You can really impress your Valentine this year by sending her one of these combinations. And there are some to choose from. They come right to your house the day of your choice. These gorgeous strawberries dipped in chocolate. The flowers come together in a very nice box that will make your Valentine happy. And you can save money, too, on the Perfectly Paired combinations. 20% off or any other gift over $29 when you use the promo code DRAKE. That's D-R-A-K-E, like the rapper. Go to the site, berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Pick your date and pick your gift, and it'll be there when you want it there, and you'll save some money in the process. A Perfectly Paired gift, it's the flowers and the strawberries from Sherry's Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Enter my code DRAKE at checkout, and you'll get this deal. Do it today. Time is running out. And at some point this morning, I'm going to play a Beatles tune with the word love in the title. And if you hear it, Ninth Call will win a gift card, $50 to get you some of those berries just from us. All right. We'll do a break and come back and chat with Mr. Veazey and Mr. Waters after we do this quick break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.